Good morning. This is Carol Knier, your Community Health Manager for Wayne Memorial Hospital, bringing you HealthWorks. Remember, if you do have an idea or a suggestion you'd like to hear on the radio, please give me a call at 570-253-8422. And remember, if I'm not there, please leave your name and number and I'll be sure to call you back. So on today's show, I actually have a returning guest. I have Karen Thomas. Good morning, Karen.
Good morning, Carol.
How are you today?
Terrific, thank you.
And Karen is from the Penn State Extension, and she's one of the educators, but unfortunately soon to retire. So, but I'm so happy to have her on the show at least one more time. So Karen, how are you today on this snowy morning, right?
Yes, very fine, thanks.
So today what we're going to talk about is the Prosper Project. And I know I've had this topic on before, but you know, it's near and dear to your heart, Karen. Mm-hmm. I feel very attached to this program too, because it's very, very exciting. You know, Prosper is a model for bringing evidence-based and scientifically proven prevention programs to our community. And the two programs is the Strengthening Family Program. That's one of the two. Mm-hmm. And I just feel that is just so important because, you know, that program is designed, as we know, to build resilience in our youth, you know, to create healthier communities. And that's what the hospital is about. That's what Penn State is about, to bring families more closer together and to make them work together. And I think during COVID and during these times, it's needed so much more. Would you agree?
Yes, definitely. And I'd like to thank you, Carol, and the hospital for your continued support of Prosper and our prevention programs. You have been key to our success here in Wayne County, and it's greatly appreciated.
Oh, you're welcome. And again, it is our pleasure. And that's, you know, one of our missions for Wayne Memorial Hospital and Wayne Memorial Health Systems is to improve the health of our community. And this is one program that works with our youths, with, you know, our youth are our future, mm-hmm. you know, and when they are strong and when their families are strong, I think it just benefits all of us in the long run. So, you know, we're going to be talking about the Prosper program. And, you know, what's really nice is because it is in Wayne County, it's in other counties also, but it's in all three of our school districts. It's in Western Wayne, Wayne Highlands, and Wallenpaupack school districts, correct?
Right. And Forest City, too.
And Forest City, correct? Mm-hmm. And, you know, we talk about, you know, Lackawanna, that's Forest City's in Susquehanna. Lackawanna is Riverside and Carbondale,
yeah.
Right?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. So, you know, can you tell our audience a little bit about Prosper? Because we're going to encourage anyone listening today about, you know, that have families and students in specific grades that they can join this Prosper program. And it is a little different this year. It's virtual.
Right. So we had to make some changes.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So we'll talk about that. So can you tell us, you know, more about the overall, you know, prevention programs which Prosper and the Prosper team provide?
Right. Well, we do have two programs, Carol. You've mentioned the Strengthening Families Program for parents and youth ages 10 to 14. That's probably the most popular program because that is conducted after school hours for families and parents and caregivers and their fifth and sixth graders. That's who we really target. But as you indicated, due to COVID, you know, we've had to make some tweaks. We spent the summer with the working on the curriculum and seeing how we can conduct it in a virtual format. And we pilot tested it and came up, I think, with a very good solution. So the Wayne County schools are going to be offering a joint program for parents and their fifth and sixth graders. It's going to be seven sessions, and it will help the kids transition into their teen years. You know, it's really important to get them when they're in middle school because they're starting to develop, they're starting to get peer pressure, and if we can get them and provide them with the necessary life skills, like peer pressure refusal skills, they can avoid getting involved in risky behaviors like drugs and alcohol. And we also work with the parents because, you know, anybody who's had a teenager will say, oh, it's been a really challenging time. So we work with the parents to give them some positive parenting strategies to manage and monitor their youth to help them get through their teen years successfully without getting off on the wrong path, getting involved with risky behaviors like drugs and alcohol. So this is an excellent program. It helps to make strong families even stronger. And we're going to start a winter program on Tuesdays and Thursdays, January 12th and 14th. And so it's going to run for 7 consecutive weeks. And how it's going to look is the youth session is going to run on Tuesdays from 6 to 7. It's online, so you'll need to have a computer. We're using Zoom as our platform to deliver the program. And parents then are going to meet on Thursdays from 6 to 7, and then we'll immediately afterwards, we'll follow up with a family session where both the youth, the 5th and 6th grader, and the parent and caregiver will meet with us for a family program. And we also have a second program, Carol, that maybe it's not as familiar to people because it's taught during in-school time. Mm-hmm. It's called Life Skills Training. That, too, is an evidence-based. It's been scientifically proven to be effective, just like strengthening families, to reduce drugs and alcohol and violence and tobacco use. And that is taught by our very capable friends here, our prevention specialists in the Wayne County Drug and Alcohol Commission. And it is about 15 lessons in 7th grade, and it teaches resistance skills and helps young people recognize realize about some of the challenges of using tobacco and alcohol and drug use. You know, they think that, oh, it makes you look cool, but in fact, it's very dangerous and is risky for your personal health. And so students learn about personal self-management skills by examining their self-image. They learn about setting goals and improving their decision-making skills. And they also discuss, you know, ways to manage stress, which is right now during this time of COVID is right up there. And so learning how to handle stress in positive ways versus negative ways.
Right. And I think that is so important. I think when you teach any level, especially youth, skills, that's the important thing, skills on how to manage these stressors in their life, whether it be drugs or, you know, anxiety and things like that. It is so helpful for them because their brains are still developing. And so when they make the right decisions now, it just makes them more successful adults later on in life.
That's right.
You know, we know that. Now, you mentioned that, you know, you focus on students grades 5 through 6. Mm-hmm. What about high school programs?
Yeah, well, we focus, Carol, on these middle school students because research tells us that kids start to experiment with drugs and alcohol around 8th grade. So we come in before that period to give them the necessary skills to be able to avoid getting involved in peer pressure and in those risky behaviors. By the time you're in high school, you know, the programs are really, you know, not as effective just because that they've already started to experiment. So mm-hmm. we want to get them before that happens.
Right. And I, Karen, I can't agree with you more because I know from Wayne Memorial and our community health department, we do our Together for Health School program, mm-hmm. which because of COVID this year was put on hold. And we usually do it September, October in the beginning of the year for 7th and 9th graders. You know, we bring in different programs. And one, we do talk about, you know, not specifically drugs overhaul, but marijuana for vaping, you know, all of these substances that if they don't do it as a youth, they're less likely to do it as an adult. And that's what we work together, and Prosper is a great program to bring even earlier to these students. And that's why, again, I really think it's an awesome, awesome program. I think I wish my kids were young enough that we could participate because, you know, as a single mom bringing them up, I think it would have been helpful. Although I am very happy that my children, you know, turned up drug-free, smoke-free, and all of that. So I think it's just really great. So, you know, this program that we're talking about, the Prosper program, you know, it's not just for families that may be having problems, correct?
That's right. We want to have every family there just because, you never know what's going to happen, you know, when your child gets into high school, and they could, you know, be approached and go down the wrong path. So I always say, you know, participating in Strengthening Families, Carol, is like having an insurance policy. You know, we always get homeowners insurance and we have auto insurance. Well, to me, this is like free insurance you can have to help your child succeed through, get through their teen years successfully and be a successful young adult. So why not participate?
Right. And again, it's free. And you know, and I know some people don't value free per se, but this program, the tools and the skills that you learn, there's no price that you can put on that.
Right. Plus, Carol, I'd like to mention, too, that it really strengthens family bonds. I mean, you could have a very strong family bond, which is terrific, but it even strengthens even further.
And, correct.
And we also invite, you know, if your family structure doesn't look like the typical, you know, mom, dad, and child, it might be a single mom or a child. It could be a grandparent and child. Any significant adult in that child's life is really welcome to participate with the youth in the program.
Okay. So now if someone's listening and they're interested in getting more information about the program, how can they go about doing that? Is it listed on the school's websites?
Well, some of them I know have it listed. I would recommend they call their guidance counselor or their building principal, and they will be able to get them registered and, you know, give them more information. And I think flyers have been going home or going home soon, so they'll be getting information as well.
Right, and during each week of the virtual program, because it is virtual this year, there's some incentives, right?
Yeah.
For the families?
Yes, we're giving attendance incentives every other week, and they're wonderful prizes like games and movie buckets, popcorn, you know, candy, gift cards we give, and the program is really fun and interactive, and we still try to keep that even though we're online doing it virtually. We've still included our games and our fun, you know, activities. So I think it's perfect to do during COVID because we're kind of, you know, we're more quarantined, looking for something fun to do in the winter. This is it, you know.
Right.
It's a good family activity, and we invite anybody that has a fifth or sixth grader to participate.
Right. And I think that's great. And the bonds these families also, you know, form with each other, correct? Like they learn from each other.
Oh, yes. There's we talk about appreciating each other's viewpoint, and there's just a greater understanding, more increased family communication, family problem-solving skills. And it really does help to bring the family even closer together.
So, you know, the commitment time, it's 7 weeks, correct?
Yes.
For the program. And there's one day where the youth commit, and then the second day, which is, so that's a Tuesday for the youth program, correct?
Yes.
And then the Thursday program is for the family, the adult part of the family.
The parents first.
Right.
Then the family, which is the parent and the youth together.
Right, right. So, you know, so it's maybe 2 hours, 2.5 hours out of their week, correct?
Right.
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 So instead of sitting down playing a video game or watching a TV show that may not be interesting, why not participate in this program, right?
Absolutely. And it's free, and you won't regret it because it does. I've had parents say to me, oh, you know, I wish this was offered in lower grades. Well, we focus on fifth and sixth just because of what I had mentioned about, you know, wanting to get them before they start to experiment. But it's fun, interactive. Parents learn a lot of positive ways in dealing, you know, with their youth rather than yelling, you know, some techniques to that are very strategic and successful in helping their kids change their behaviors and do what you would like them to do.
Right. Like, I mean, I know as a mother and a parent, listening is a key skill that people do need to learn, you know, and sitting and listening to youth and having an open conversation. And this program is designed to teach families that also. So I have Karen Thomas from Penn State Extension, and we were talking about the Prosper Program, Strengthening Family Program. So, Karen, I want to thank you. Thank you so much for being on the show today.
Well, thank you, Carol. Greatly appreciate your support.
Okay, any last words?
No, just sign up. It's a limited space. So if you're interested, please contact your building principal or guidance counselor today, and so that you're one of the first families that is able to participate.
Great. And again, thank you, Karen, for being on the show.
Thank you, Carol.
And again, this is Carol Kinnear, the community health manager for Wayne Memorial Hospital, wishing you a great day, and thank you for listening.